And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your guest host for today's show, Matt Zurcher.
Hey, and welcome to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, here on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 95.5 and 99.9 FM, and on the web at kqna.com. This is Matt Zurcher, filling in for Marnie Yule, who is on vacation right now. So, following her on Facebook. She's in California on vacation. So wish her the best and have safe travels. So, a little bit about me. So I am a former chamber board member. I'm currently also a chamber ambassador. I am also on the Central Yavapai Fire District Board of Directors, as well as the Central Arizona Fire Medical Authority Board. I'm also the chairman of planning and zoning for the town of Prescott Valley. And with that, we'll, kind of tell you about our show today. So, today on the show, we have Katie Norris. She's the Director of Programs for Prescott Area Shelter Services. And then we have also here Norm Davis, who is the Director of Public Works for the town of Prescott Valley. And then on the Chamber Spotlight section of the show, we have Doug Bailey, who is the owner of Puro Clean Disaster Response. And we also have Danny Boy Kartichuk, who is with the Prescott Valley Pickleball Association. And so that's our show today. And then, a little bit about what I do in terms of my day job. I'm with Bolt Internet, and I always want to give a shout out to them because they're the ones that let me do this during work hours. So Bolt Internet is the only locally owned and operated internet provider in the Prescott area. And our phone number is 928-717-2658, and boltinternet.com is also the website for us. And so if you're just in need or wanting to get better internet service, a little bit more reliable internet service, just give us a call, ask for me, be more than happy to help you. So with that, we'll take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. When you see one of our trucks rolling down the road in Yavapai County, that's not just a fresh tank of propane. That's the warmth the family will feel this winter. The heat that'll cook their meals, wake them up to hot coffee, and dry the clothes they wear. For three generations, people have associated our name with the comfort provided by clean, burning propane. 67 years of touching the lives of families in Yavapai County. You can find out more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reaper Graphics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
Let's make your hair happy. Let's go to a fun, friendly salon. Let's go to Janessa's Family Hair Care in Prescott Valley. Hi, Janessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Janessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment or find us on Facebook at Janessa's with an E Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last locally owned independent agents in Prescott.
Choices, choices, choices. For those times when the whole crazy bar scene and loud music just aren't what you're looking for, but you're also not looking for a dull and boring family-style chain restaurant dining experience, we say choose tried and true Prescott Brewing Company. Comfort food and great beer. Vegetarian and great beer. Made from scratch, including the beer. Salads and pizzas, burgers and tacos. Pulled pork and smoked brisket. There's something for everyone at Prescott Brewing Company. Real food, real beer, real people, and real local.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your guest host, Matt Zercher.
Hey, and we're back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. With me in the studio is now Katie Norris. She is the Director of Programs with Prescott Area Shelter Services. Welcome to the show, Katie.
Thank you.
How are you doing today?
I'm pretty good. How about yourself?
Good. So tell us a little bit about Prescott Area Shelter Services.
Sure. We are a homeless shelter for women and children. We've been around about 11 years now. Actually started in a basement of a church in 2007, moved into our current building on Rush Street in 2009, and we've been there ever since. We can serve about 19 women and children at a time. They come during the evening, mostly during the days. They have to be out looking for work, resources, things like that, and we help them. We have a full-time case manager, and she works really hard to make sure they're successful. They can stay at our shelter for 3 months and receive all those services, so it gives them a chance to get back on their feet, get a job. We help them find a place to live and things like that. We have wonderful volunteers. We couldn't run without them because we have only one full-time employee and then two part-time. So we need our volunteers. They come in the evenings, 5 to 8, have dinner with them, make sure everything's okay, help them with resumes, those types of things. We have meal providers because we don't have a full-functioning kitchen, and they actually take on the task of preparing a meal for 19 women in their own home on their own and then dropping it off. So that's a pretty big task, and really wonderful. And then we have overnight advocates who sleep there. So the guests are never alone. They're always supported.
Now, I also was on your website. You're also serving veterans. Is that correct?
Or we serve women veterans.
Veterans. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so really anybody who needs shelter, we practice housing first. So if they need shelter and they call us, we will help them. And if we're full, which we usually are, we put them on a wait list and refer them to other agencies in town. There are a lot of wonderful places that can help.
Now, in terms of, you mentioned full, is this a common occurrence?
It usually is, yeah, especially over the winter time. Sometimes in the summer, we're not quite as full, but definitely over the winter. So then we do something called Operation Deep Freeze. Salvation Army does it, and we take the women. But if the temperature is below 30 degrees at night, they'll feed them, and then we put them on cots in our front room. And that's a wonderful program that they started.
And then you're also serving kids, correct?
Yes, we serve children as well.
And so tell us a little bit about that and how maybe someone could help not just with children but also volunteer their services.
Sure, yeah. The kids can always use extra support. It's definitely hard to live in a shelter. Ours is a dorm-style shelter even, so everyone is in one giant room with bunk beds. So anything to help support them. We have a great relationship with the Boys and Girls Club. They can usually go there. They'll make it work and things like that. But kids need arts and crafts, you know, school supplies, shoes, new things sometimes just means a lot to them.
And then if anybody wanted to volunteer, how do they get a hold of you?
Our number is 928-778-5933, and it'd either be Carmen, Marissa, or myself that would answer. And basically we just have somebody come in, take a tour, learn about what we do, and see if they think it might be a right fit. And if so, they'll fill out an application and then just come shadow and see how it is.
And then I'm sure you guys take donations as well, correct?
Oh, definitely.
Monetary and other, you know, physical donations, like you mentioned, the supplies and so forth. So how would someone go about doing that?
Monetary, you can do it on our website or mail a check to 336 North Rush Street in Prescott. We don't receive any state or federal funding, so actually we rely solely on grants, individuals, foundations, organizations. That's how we serve people. So we really appreciate those. And then other items like hand soap, Ziploc bags, garbage bags, anything that is a resource that people use up in their household are things that we need.
And can they drop them by at any time on?
Yeah, normally we say Monday through Friday, 9 to noon. That's the only time we guarantee to be at the office. You can drop it off anytime, and if we're not there, you can always leave a message if you want a tax receipt, because we are a 501c3. But if, you know, we'll take them whenever you can drop them off.
And you mentioned the website. I was on that earlier today. Why don't you go ahead and give out the address, and then if anyone has any questions, I mean, I was on it earlier, and it's a really nice website. It's a nice layout.
Thank you.
Definitely gives you the information you seek, and, you know, provides the links that are necessary for donating and so forth. So, yeah, please.
Sure. It's PrescottShelters.org. And we actually redid our website a couple years ago and try to keep up on it to make it relevant. So, and easy to maneuver for everyone.
And then when I was on there, noticed that you guys have an event coming up on September 12th.
We do. So, like I mentioned, we rely a lot on our donors and our volunteers. We honestly could not serve over 2,400 people in Essence we opened without them. We would close. So we're doing an appreciation event for people out there who have donated to us, the volunteers who give so many hours every week. It's at Goldwater Park in the Ramada. It starts at 3 o'clock on September 12th. It goes till 7. It's just a drop-in. We'll have food. The board members will be there. Staff will be there just to try to show our appreciation, although we'll never be able to show how much we appreciate what everybody does for us.
And so anybody could really come to that and, you know, even provide a donation or anything there.
Mm-hmm. They could. Yeah, they could come learn a little bit about us. But, yeah, over the years we've had so many people support us. And so if you are one of them, please come to our event.
And so that's next Wednesday, September 12th, and you said 3 o'clock, and that's at Goldwater Lake. Do you know if it's the upper or lower pavilion?
It's the bigger one.
Okay,
I'm not sure.
That's the upper.
But it'll have signs everywhere.
Okay. So, again, Katie, if someone wants to get a hold of you, who do they contact, and then go ahead and shout out for the website again.
Sure. So the number is 928-778-5933. Carmen, Katie, and Marissa, we all work there. There's only three of us. And then our website is prescottshelters.org.
Well, Katie, appreciate you coming in today to tell us all about Prescott Area Shelter Services. Do you have anything else to add?
No, just that we appreciate everyone and the support we get.
And definitely appreciate everything that you do for the community. So you've been listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, here on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 95.5 and 99.9 FM and KQ&A.com. We'll be right back.
Join the Castle Club at Cliff Castle Casino. You get so much more than just a card. You get membership in one of the best casino rewards clubs in Arizona. And new members can swipe to win up to $200 in free play for signing up. You can earn comp meals, lodging, merchandise, concert tickets, and more just for playing. Come experience why Cliff Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 18 years in a row. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
Ready to rock a new look for your landscape? Hi, this is Sam, and our team at Prescott Dirt will help you design your rock oasis. We are proud to be an authorized pavestone dealer offering top quality landscaping products from pavers, rumble stone, and rumble wall. Shop our large selection of flagstone and palletized boulders so you don't get stuck between a rock and a hard place. Conveniently located in Prescott and Prescott Valley. Give Prescott Dirt a call at 636-5844 or online at PrescottDirt.com, and we will rock you.
Hi, Leah here from City of Prescott Water Resource Management. Join us Wednesday, September 19th at noon at the Prescott Public Library for our next WaterSmart drop-by-drop presentation. Our ninth interactive educational presentation will talk about why and how the Big Chino Water Supply was acquired for our community needs. Together, we'll learn how to become a WaterSmart community. Again, that's September 19th at noon at the Prescott Public Library. See you there. For more information, please visit www.prescottwater.com.
Arizona Diamondbacks Baseball is live on KQ&A. Diamondbacks Baseball brought to you by Courtesy Auto Sales, Warriors Heating and Cooling, Prescott Brewing Company, You Pick Heritage Memory Mortuary, Yavapai Heating and Cooling, Buc-ee's and Yavapai Casino, Quality Collision, Cable One, National Bank of Arizona, Prescott Dirt, Home Furnishings Direct, M-Co, Bradshaw Family Dental, Yavapai Block, Wallach and Volk, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling. D-backs host the Padres Tuesday at 6 on AM 1130 by 99.9 FM in Prescott and Chino Valley and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. KQ&A.
Take me out to the ball game.
Everyone is talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your guest host, Matt Zercher.
Hey, and we're back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. Now with me here in the studio is Norm Davis. He is the Director of Public Works for the town of Prescott Valley. So welcome to the show, Norm.
Thanks for having me again today.
So, I'm sure some people out there probably don't know what public works all encompasses. So please tell us, because I know that, you know, besides streets, you guys are the stewards of the town's buildings and so forth, but I know you guys do a lot more, so please feel free to brag.
Yeah, public works generally depend on the community, but you do take care of the roadways. That's a public service. My counterpart does utilities, Neil Wadsworth, at the town, so that's your water sewer service, your sewer treatment. So, yes, we actually do stormwater maintenance. That actually is we do more this time of year. People don't really know we do stormwater management and drainage maintenance until we get the monsoon storms, which is real heavy in August. So that's really been the lion's share of our work in the last month.
Any, Robert Road and a few other areas like that, you know, flooded. Did that create, some unique challenges for you guys at all, or was that just normal?
Well, I think it was normal. We do like to go out and maintain the drainages, so we do encourage people if you feel like that, it's been a while since your drainage has been maintained. You got to maintain anything. Maintain pavements. You got to maintain a drainageway. So we'll come out and clear out your culvert or clean out the drainage ditch, and we do it as a matter of just routine maintenance. And it's integral to good transportation. I think a lot of people realize we actually had water running on Gloucester Hill Road. It was that big a storm for about 30 minutes. So we got it handled. We detoured traffic, but it was short-lived.
It was quite impressive. I was there watching it flow right by the where the trail is, and just listening to the rushing water, which is something that you don't typically hear or see in Prescott Valley that often. And just, of course, taking a video of it and just the water rushing out. And then, of course, that's the Agua Fria floodplain, so it just starts going out there. And it was just quite impressive to see, especially Glassford shut down and so forth for that short amount of time. But that was an impressive amount of water.
Well, we get through it. I think people that were from other areas other than Arizona said, well, yeah, of course, when you get snowstorms, you just don't go anywhere for a day. Well, any type of inconvenience, that was only 30 minutes that Glassford was shut down, but it was impactive, and we got it back open again.
And so we were, talking before you came on about parking lots. So, tell us, in case you haven't heard the news about some of the parking lot improvements that are going to be happening. So, Norm, take it away.
Yeah, it's actually in this year's budget. We do asphaltic maintenance of roadways, but even the parking lots of our town center buildings are important to do a maintenance course on them. So I think a lot of people have seen we did a maintenance course, or really a rejuvenating oil seal, on the library parking lot. Oddly enough, that's about 7 or 8 years old since the library was built new. So it was time to give that asphalt pavement a rejuvenating seal. Likewise, the Civic Center parking lot, probably about a third again as big. We've got that planned for then September. So we'll actually have all the cars leave, and we'll actually do a little more intensive maintenance treatment, fill some cracks, but keep that pavement maintained so that it lasts for many more years.
And then we were discussing, the police department, that'll be in the budget, but that's already in the budget, but that'll be done after the construction's done at the police station.
Right. They're getting close to being done with the construction of the police building, and that will do that parking lot in thirds. So that will be the third one happening in the spring. Likewise, I think, I don't know if people have noticed, but we're actually getting a new roof for the Civic Center. So that's been going on this season. So that's getting closer to being done. So, yes, lots of reinvestment and maintenance of our public buildings, which is all part of our public budget.
And then, you know, I was taking a look, Norm. So you have been public works director since 2005, correct?
That's correct. You did your research.
I did my research. So, and the reason I bring that up is that, you know, of course, this year is the 40th anniversary of the town of Prescott Valley's incorporation. And so, you know, in that spirit, Norm, can you tell us any fun stories? You know, of course, I know you were with Public Works even before that time. So, you know, of course, can you tell us in the, you know, the listening audience some just interesting tidbits during, you know, your time here?
Well, I don't know for public interest, but yes, I've worked in the area for quite a while. And it was neat to see the 40th anniversary. We had quite a fireworks show. I think the public was happy to see. We actually do the traffic control for the July, you know, when we sorry we missed the July 4th. Fireworks. It had to be done, but we were happy we were able to offer it just a month later. So we do the traffic control for that, and that's always well attended. So
and that was a great show.
Big events.
That was
a great show. A wonderful show, wasn't it? I think everyone loves fireworks, the booms and the lights, and got to bring out your lawn chair.
I think I calculated it. It was like, it was definitely well over half an hour long. So that thing, but yeah, it was huge. But any other stories? I mean, tell us, I mean, you know, back in the day, come on. You can tell us. I mean, you know.
Well,
that,
back in the day, yeah. Let's talk even to my tenure here. You know, I remember when Glassford Hill Road wasn't there. And look at what it moves today. It's actually the biggest road we have in our particular area here, but it runs in a neighborhood of 27,000 cars a day. So, yeah, I guess I can remember that in my tenure with getting here. It's been no Glassford Hill Road, and now there is. And it's still only about 40% built out. We still have another lane to add. You see all the development up there near, you know, the Granville and Jasper. A lot of people concerned, hey, are you planning for that growth? Absolutely. We're going to add a third lane. I actually have it under design right now. We're thinking about completing the trees installation between Long Look up to 89A. We're working with the development community on that. So I think the trees are always very popular. And, you know, the mobility is popular. But we're looking forward to Glassford continuing to grow and be that transportation corridor that it needs to be to move traffic and move commerce.
And a lot of people, I think I've said it before, a lot of people don't know that I've been coming to the Prescott Valley area for all my life. And that's, you know, I'm 39, so Ken, the town's 40, so, you know, I was, you know, in the twinkle in, you know, in my parents' eye when the town was incorporated, or was it in the womb? I can't remember, but, you know, whatever. But I've been coming here my entire life, and I remember, yeah, Glassford stopped at Spouse. And I had family that lived right off of Spouse back in the day, and my grandparents had a house in the Prescott Country Club. So, you know, it was it's been interesting to see how the town's grown up through the years. And I remember, you know, 69 was only two lanes from 17 all the way in.
Yeah, I think a lot of us remember those days, and we continue to add mobility. And what's nice is we continue to get, I guess, the public support to build the infrastructure we need to have. So the development community is adding to that, and we all can play remember when, you know, where access was. But it's nice to see new community members and new roadway routes being built and widened and accommodating traffic, because I think a lot of people come from somewhere else and said, I hate the congestion. Let's stay ahead of it. And that's what I enjoy doing best is staying ahead of that congestion.
And trust me, congestion here is nothing like it is in Southern California, for instance. And, yeah, that's, you know, people talk about congestion. Even they talk about Phoenix. I said, no, you've not seen anything until you've driven on the 405 in downtown or the Interstate 10 in downtown Los Angeles. You don't talk to me about congestion.
And I guess that's a nice, we probably don't know what that is here in Prescott Valley to that degree. But what's nice is we do continue to build roadways and stay ahead of that, because I think that's what the public wants from us, and we're happy to deliver that.
So anything else in terms of, you know, future projects that you can tell us about?
Well, future projects, the one that's really kind of exciting is, I don't know if the people have noticed, but we actually got a grant to continue sidewalk up Long Look Drive from the high school off to the east to Bob Deders Park. So the nice thing is that project's done. We still need to put the overhead street lights in, but we are going to have a ribbon cutting ceremony that council will be at this Thursday. So once again, another amenity of mobility for the students that walk along that route. So been real happy, and it's fun. I enjoy building projects. Nice to see them complete and the ability to cut a ribbon on a well-done project.
And when you say we got a grant, the town received a grant, that's federal money, correct? That's not money out of the town's budget, correct?
Well, Correct. It wasn't. We did help a little bit with it because it was, we wanted to make sure when we added the curb gutter and sidewalk, which is granted, we actually used a little bit of our roadway dollars to add that additional lane to make sure it didn't look weird, so to speak, without that connectivity between the outer lane. But yes, we do use some different funding sources to deliver that particular project. But, it is done and being well used, and it will continue to, see improvements along that particular route.
Yeah, it was a nice aerial photo that was posted on the town's Facebook page showing the, showing the sidewalk. It was
before and afters are always fun. Yes. You know, I tell people what was interesting this time last year, basically, the Long Look intersection went from 6 lanes to the current 9 lanes. And actually, the curb gutter and sidewalk that was around the high school, which has greatly helped that crossing there. But yes, it was this time last year we opened that up, and we had a few problems with some pole deliveries. I was last year, and we actually had, it was nice, our police department helped direct traffic, but we got it done. Took about a week that we had to direct traffic, but made us focus on the fact that when it was done, it's been nice. But keep in mind, remember when. That was only last year that that particular improvement wasn't there and was put into place.
Now, were you here in the town when we still had dirt roads?
I do remember that. Of course, I've lived in the neighborhood or in the area for a long time. I do remember the dirt road days, and it's nice to have all the roads basically paved now in Prescott Valley. And I do want to point out, we just got done with our annual chip seal project, which we're in year 5 of our 5-year enhancement program with the $2 million a year. We're reinvesting in our pavements, and that's been very well received, I believe, from the public. But we continue want to have input from the public. Do you think that's a good thing? Because we've continue to move forward that particular program. Year 4 is coming up, and in year 5 we'll have put a chip seal on every roadway in Prescott Valley. People ask me, when are you going to do my particular road? Well, we're getting everybody in a 5-year program. So if you haven't been done yet, we're coming your way.
And I believe the schedule was in 2020, correct? That was end of the year, the end of the 5 years, or was it 2019?
2019, so we're pretty well doing that. So this next, well, it will be 2020, Matt, to tell you the truth. So we've been improving pavements throughout. I think the public saw we did a lot of the major roadways year 1, but we're really getting heavy into the residential streets. So a lot of that visibility is gone, but if you're in a residential area, that's going to be coming up. And we continue to move forward with that.
And once the schedule's done, you basically start over again, correct?
Right.
So to speak, yeah.
It's as we started with, maintaining parking lots or roadways, you got to reinvest in your pavement so you don't lose that investment. So it's nice that we've got that revenue source. And I think people see that our service level, as I call it, less potholes, better serviceability, that investment hopefully the public sees.
And you mentioned potholes. I know the town has a great, of course, the town does have a great website at pvaz.net, but they can, anyone in the community can report a pothole on that website from what I remember, and then there's even a hotline, correct?
Right. We call a request for service system in public works, whatever that may be. That's how we find out about it. Is give us a call. We do have people during business hours do answer the phone, and they'll tell you, we'll get somebody right on it, and we have a work order system to make sure you don't get forgotten. It may be a little backed up. Of course, with this biggest monsoon event we've had in probably 10 years, we're a little behind on our drainage maintenance or the timeline to get it addressed, but we will get to those particular individuals on that work order system.
And then, I know we have a few more minutes. If anyone wanted to get a hold of you, how would they get a hold of you?
Well, we are in our numbers all over our website, but old phone number is 759-3070. Call any time during business hours or leave a message because we're always available to go address certain needs. I laugh, last week we had a mattress dumped right at Long Look and Glassford. Where it come from,
I
don't know.
I saw them picking that up last week.
Now, with 27,000 cars a day, I think everybody saw it. We don't really know unless we see it or someone calls it in and we say, thank you for that, and we get it removed right away. Where it came from, I guess it fell out of the sky.
What I was impressed with was that it was one person that removed that mattress from that median. That was impressive, actually, to see him wrestle that thing. And, yeah. Because we were stopped there, heading to school, and yeah.
The most important thing is we do appreciate the calls because we can tell you what our service levels can be. As I say, with this big monsoon season, there's some maintenance we need to do and get after, and we're happy to provide that and put you on a work order list.
And then also I wanted to, kudos, to, public works staff. If you didn't attend the town's 40th anniversary event, you missed a huge party. Yes, absolutely. And, public works staff ended up building the Hollywood Squares set for the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce. And that actually was a very impressive set. And I'm sure that was done very short notice and so forth. So kudos to the staff.
Our facilities public works facility staff really had a lot of fun with it. I was skeptical, I got to admit, to begin with. How are you guys going to do that? But that's where you get craftsmen, and the challenge was put upon them, and you saw what they put on. It was very fun, and we had to take it down, I remember, the next day, and we felt, geez, it should be nice to keep it around. But it's
We'll use it again. But, yeah, I was very, you know, very impressed. I mean, lighting and everything on this set. So, yeah, that was
important thing. It was done inexpensively, you know, with just PVC too, but it worked. People had a great time. And isn't that what it's about? Having fun?
Absolutely. You guys did a great job. I mean, that, you know, of course, I know it was not just you, but Parks and Rec staff and so forth. But, the 40th anniversary event was just, it was great to be at. And great to be a part of.
Well, we'd like to call attention, you know, next week, just while we're here, you know, Courtney, is the Healing Fields is being set up. So we're preparing that for this week. There's lots of events going on, so look at wherever the information, the website. But we will have the event on next Tuesday, the 9/11 event. But that's all part of what our facility staff puts on. And once again, have some fun out there on that particular Theater on the Greens.
All right. Well, Norm, appreciate you coming in today and telling, you know, just giving us a quick update on some stuff going on with Public Works. And
I always like to get the word out of what we can do or what we can do for the public. That's who we serve. And that's genuine.
All right.
To hear from people.
Well, we will take a break, and then we will be back with the Chamber Spotlight section of the show. You've been listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, here on KQ&A, 1130 AM, 95.5, 99.9 FM, and on the web at kqna.com. We'll be back.
The Old Banner Road is waiting for you at Affinity RV. You get a home with a view.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley, and Dewey, and online at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
RCA Ram Turquoise Circuit Rodeo Finals, presented by Cliff Castle Casino, is back at the Prescott Valley Event Center October 5th and 6th. See the top rodeo stars from Arizona and New Mexico compete for a chance to make it to the national finals. Tickets start at just $13. Buy one, get one offer for Saturday afternoon's performance. The Ram Turquoise Circuit Pro Rodeo Finals October 5th and 6th at the Prescott Valley Event Center. Get your tickets at the Event Center box office and through Ticketmaster. Online at PrescottValleyEventCenter.com.
Hey there, I'm a glue stick, so I have one job. I glue kids' stuff. So sorry for being jealous of Geico, who does a ton more, like give you 24/7 access to thousands of licensed agents. And Geico has been around for over 75 years and has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. While I've just got mediocre adhesive skills, Geico also has an award-winning mobile app. Uh-oh, arts and crafts time. No eating the glue stick, Miss Lydia!
Geico, expect great savings and a whole lot more.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. There's something for everyone at Olson's Arizona Equifest. Horse people, pet people, kids, people who want to learn about the animals they have, patriotic people, and folks who just want some wholesome entertainment. Once again this year, it's at the historic Prescott Rodeo Grounds with free admission and parking. Just set aside Saturday, September 15th, and plan on having a great time. Go to olsonsfamily.com or any one of our stores in Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Flagstaff, or Clarkdale for all the details. By the way, we haven't left the dogs out. Who let the dogs out? Why? Farbenholt Kennels and Dog Training. They'll demo dog protection, and our local law enforcement agencies will show off their canine officer skills. It's always fun to see the officer in the Michelin suit playing a bad guy, run from the scene, and meet a crashing end. A little more genteel will be Al's Lucky Dog doing free dog nail trimming from 10 till noon. So don't forget your dog when you come to Equifest Saturday, September 15th.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with a check of state and local news and weather brought to you by Affinity RV. Fugitives that were being sought as part of Yavapai's Silent Witnesses Catch-22 program are now in custody.
Silent Witness had been informed the featured suspect of the latest phase of the program, 33-year-old Kyle Sims, had been arrested in Marion County, Florida, on or about August 20th. Sims had been featured in several phases of Catch-22 for alleged sexual exploitation of a minor. He wasn't arrested due to a tip to Yavapai Silent Witness, so no reward will be paid. A tip received involved information about the location of 46-year-old Francisco Gardea. He was supposedly living on North Starlight Drive in Prescott Valley. Officers have arrested Gardea on charges that include fraud, identity theft, and forgery. A $500 reward is being offered to the tipster who shared the information about this wanted suspect. That same day, Prescott Valley police officers also arrested 22-year-old Jerry Villabori on probation violation warrants. This arrest was also made due to a Yavapai silent witness tip. I'm Link Elliott reporting.
It's the Diamondbacks and Padres tonight live from Chase Field with the pregame show at 6 o'clock, the first pitch at 6:40 on KQNA FM. Scattered showers and brief isolated storms ending tomorrow evening with a low this evening near 58 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt, warming to a mostly sunny high of 80 tomorrow, up to a sunny 85 Thursday and Friday. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, a 20% chance of spot showers, storms tonight and tomorrow afternoon, cooling after bedtime to near 62, heating up to a mostly sunny 89 tomorrow, 94 Thursday and Friday. This news and weather, a service of Affinity RV. Stay tuned as Talk of the Town Prescott Valley continues on KQNA.
If you are a current or former smoker, you may want to think about screening for lung cancer with low-dose computed tomography. The U.S. Preventive Services Task Force recommends lung cancer screening annually for those at high risk. Yavapai Regional Medical Center performs low-dose CT screening in Prescott and Prescott Valley. It only takes a few moments, and it can set your mind at ease while giving you and your doctor the information you need for intervention if needed. Lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer death for men and women in the United States, and early detection is important. Talk to your doctor about your risk for lung cancer and how low-dose CT screening can help, or call YRMC's Patient Navigator at 928-771-5454. Do it for your peace of mind and for the ones you love.
Are you craving a lodgepole-like cream ale from Prescott Brewing Company, but you're too lazy to get off the couch and into the pub? Are you hungering for some apricots and beer brewed together in our Pale Apricot Pale Ale? Or are you thirsty for a malty Manzanita Red Ale with great drinkability and a bit of spunkiness? Well, now you can have all three of them safe and secure in your own fridge. Enjoy six of PBC's most popular beers brewed and canned to perfection. Available from Prescott Brewing Company, downtown Prescott, and out and about town at several retailers.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. When you see one of our trucks rolling down the road in Yavapai County, that's not just a fresh tank of propane. That's the warmth the family will feel this winter. The heat that'll cook their meals, wake them up to hot coffee, and dry the clothes they wear. For three generations, people have associated our name with the comfort provided by clean burning propane. 67 years of touching the lives of families in Yavapai County. You can find out more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your guest host, Matt Zercher.
Oh, and hey, we're back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. Now we are going to have our chamber spotlight section of the show. And with me in the studio, so welcome, guys, is Doug Bailey. Hopefully I'm not butchering the last name.
No, Doug. You got it.
And then Danny Boy Cardychuck, and welcome to the studio, guys.
Thank you. Thank you.
And so, Doug is the owner of PuroClean Disaster Response, and then Danny Boy is with the Prescott Valley Pickleball Association. And so, Doug, we'll start with you. So tell us a little bit about PuroClean.
Well, we are the paramedics of property damage. We provide services for water, fire, and mold mitigation, as well as biohazard and trauma cleanup. We are the nice guys that you hope you never have to call. Right now we're in monsoon seasons, so there's a lot of things happening. You know, flooding, people up in Prescott area and in the hills, and they're getting flooding. Where they're, wait a minute, why am I getting flooding? I'm in the hills, for crying out loud. So just a little bug in your listener's ear here. Talk to your insurance agent about some flood insurance. I was just at a brief in Sedona this last week from the FEMA Flood Control Agency, and they were they're remapping Northern Arizona. It's coming out in February. And he happened to mention that he's in a low-risk area, sort of like what the mountains would be or the hills, and he's only paying around $200 a year for FEMA flood insurance. And that covers contents as well as the structure. And there's a stereotype out there, a paradigm that, oh, the FEMA flood insurance is just way too expensive. And, or they don't even think about it because they live in the hills of Prescott. Why are they going to get flooding? But you know, you got your neighbor above you that's just done landscaping over the summer, and all of a sudden all that rainwater runoff is now in your basement or in your living room.
So people normally, when they think of a floodplain, they think of a low-lying area, correct?
They do, yeah.
So you're right. You would not think that, okay, if you're on a hill, you would have
flooding
a flood
coming in. Yeah, exactly. But to the insurance policies, is anything outside of the envelope of your house is flooding, not a burst pipe. So, yeah.
I mean, I'm just going to piggyback of what you've said. I've seen things where on Old Black Canyon in Dewey, where during a flood, where it's just coming down and basically overlapping, and you know the catchment basins and so forth, and that's part of flooding as well. So, and that can run and get into someone's home and so forth. So it doesn't necessarily, like you said, have to be, you know, what you would think of a normal flood situation.
Yeah. Roger that.
So how bad is it this time of year? I mean, right now for you?
It's been kind of spotty. We've actually had more mold jobs than the water losses, which is surprising because, you know, normally people call you in, extract the water, get it out of here, dry out the structure before our house before the mold sets in. You know, mold will grow within 24 to 72 hours once it gets wet, once the substrate, your drywall, gets wet. You could have mold growth within 24 to 72 hours. It doesn't mean that just when you go in, you find mold. That's a long-term water loss. That's inaccurate. That's an old myth. It can happen over the weekend, and you're gone. And Murphy is right there. Murphy's Law will make sure that you're not around when that pipe burst, when the supply line to your toilet supply tank comes loose and you're on vacation, or the ice maker, you know, for your refrigerator, that little line in the back. When was the last time you checked that? We have noticed in our area, because of the mineral deposits, about every 7 years you should have that the supply tank to your toilet, the little supply plumbing line replaced. Call your plumber, get that replaced, because it's a little plastic coupling and union so it doesn't crack the porcelain. And after a while, the mineral deposits with the flushing actually is like a fine grit sandpaper. And after a while, there's nothing left, and it will just burst.
I've noticed that the mineral deposits also seem to wear down the washers.
Yep.
Which
sure
can cause, you know, leaking, because I can attest to that, because we had something in the shower that I had to replace a part just because of mineral deposits just wore out that washer.
Yep. Yeah. But the key is, when you see the water is in there, call us. We'll come out, extract the water, and dry out your house and get it back to normal again as quick as possible.
And so you mentioned biohazard, so that's typically, you know, crime scenes and so forth. Is
it
that correct?
Is, yeah, unfortunately. Trauma, suicides, mm-hmm. we get a lot of that. So, yep. And it's hard. We have a lot of veterans. I'm a veteran. And when you go into a scene where it's from a vet, and think, wait a minute, here, we had the best VA here in Prescott. And you don't call the VA? Like, come on, guys, come on. We're here. Well, we've got your back, you know.
So tell us a little bit more in terms of, you know, what other services you provide besides remediation and cleaning and so forth.
We do smoke damage, odor control. We have hydroxyl generators. We have ozone machines. And different things like that to try to get those odors out. We have a lot of people calling us about rodent feces in their garage, in their out buildings, to go out and clean up those areas. Inside the attics, we'll suck out all the insulation, the blown-in insulation up there, and treat your attic because, you know, the mice will get in there, the rodents.
Definitely, yeah.
Yeah.
So, Doug, if you know if someone's listening, they're going, oh, gosh, yeah, I have this problem. How do they get a hold of you?
Well, our phone number is 928-499-3800. That's 928-499-3800.
Do you have a website?
We do, and I can't rattle it off.
Okay, hey, so, just Google PuroClean.
Yeah,
right?
Roger that.
Yeah, exactly.
PuroClean Prescott.
So we're going to take a quick little break, but then when we get back, we'll have Danny Boy Cardychuk with the Prescott Valley Pickleball Association tell us about their group. We'll be right back.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's, locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, and ask about Augie's outdoor patio. The place to dine on Highway 69, the one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
Let's make your hair happy. Let's go to a fun, friendly salon. Let's go to Janessa's Family Hair Care in Prescott Valley. Hi, Janessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Janessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment or find us on Facebook at Janessa's with an E Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
Hi, Kennett Waters with our Monster Monsoon Sale, our only sale of the year.
Truckloads of fresh autumn maple, aspen, and spruce have just arrived, and we need room, so summer plants must go.
Perennials, trees, shrubs, even pottery must go, and it's worth your while with plant sales at 25, 45, even 65% off.
It's Waters' only sale of the year at Waters Garden Center, 1815 Iron Springs Road in Prescott.
Where people who love great plants at sale prices, they love to shop.
Are you looking for the right product at the right price with outstanding customer service? A&E Reaper Graphics brings it all together with a variety of printing that includes banners, business cards, and so much more. A&E Reaper Graphics will get you the best products at the best price, all with our 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
We'll drive, you play. It's the Cliff Castle Casino Express, offering round-trip luxury motor coach service to Cliff Castle Casino. Pay just $10 and receive $25 in free slot play or match play. Plus, once you earn 100 slot points, you'll get free breakfast or lunch at Mountain Springs Buffet. Buses leave from Flagstaff and Prescott Tuesdays and Thursdays. Call 888-LUCK-BUS or visit cliffcastlecasino.com to find out more. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your guest host, Matt Zercher.
Hey, and we're back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. We're on the Chamber Spotlight section of the show. And with me now is Danny Boy Cardychuk. He's with the Prescott Valley Pickleball Association. So welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you very much. Glad to be here.
So tell us about the Pickleball Association. I know you guys have a few courts around town, and we have one in my community, Pronghorn Ranch, and so I see quite a few people out there playing pickleball.
Uh-huh.
So tell us about pickleball, because I know it's this phenomenon that's just...
It's taken over.
They've taken over, exactly.
Actually, it's going beyond our borders. We're building 310 courts per month in America. And people are taking pickleball vacations overseas. But right here in Prescott Valley, I'm an ambassador here. Jan Gradle's an ambassador for Prescott Valley, too. And each HOA in our area has pickleball courts or court, single. Stone Ridge has one, and Orchard has a couple, and then Granville has a couple. the Pronghorn Ranch where you're at, they have four courts. I invite you to come out because I teach there. And a lot of fun. Bring kids out, 8 to 80. They're a very welcoming place. It's probably one of the most welcoming HOAs in the area. So they have great homes there, great management, and really fun community programs, concerts and things like that. So this strange thing called pickleball, we're having fun with it. It's a very joyful game, and great exercise. It's easy exercise. If you want to exercise, this is the fun way to do it. It's a forgiving game, so if you make a mistake, nobody cares. It's okay. Unless you get in competitive, then it's a different ball game. But for the most part, 90% of the people are playing recreational ball. And that's what I teach. So, in Prescott Valley, we're working on getting six public courts because not everybody can go to an HOA. And that's all the people in between all of these developments don't have a place to play. The location is going to be Antelope Park, and that's off of Robert Road in 89A, and the town of Prescott Valley, most gracious, all the way through the process, took a year, year and a half, and they set aside some land there at Antelope Park, and they got parking, restrooms, everything we need. We just need to build courts, so we are funding those, and we're working on generating $160,000 for those six courts, which are going to be state-of-the-art courts.
So this is a prime example, a great example of a public-private partnership.
A perfect example. Everybody's working together. Even some of the people in Prescott Valley Civic Center are coming out. Buzz Gummer is one of the people on Parks and Rec Commission. I think he's hooked now. He and his wife and his neighbors came out, and they've been in every one of the classes for the last month and enjoying the heck out of it because it beats sitting around just hitting a remote, you know. What are we going to do tonight? I don't know. You know. So these six courts, we have the land. We're working on a fundraising special dinner with music, dancing, maybe a mysterious comedian. We don't know yet. And a silent auction. And it'll be a fundraising event. And we're scheduled for late October, November. We have two places for the venues. And we're just waiting to finalize some things. So it'll be a lot of fun. So, anyway.
And I noticed you guys also had a nice website.
We do, pvpa.com, and the find out where the schedules are. And there are some of the HOAs that will allow you to come in at certain times. Again, the public courts, you can go anytime. Time. And we'll have lighting for nighttime play.
Yes, so I do my research beforehand. So I'm sorry, it's just, yeah.
We also have a great bunch of people there in our pickleball community that do volunteering for different things around town, and they'll be at the healing fields Friday to Friday this next week, where they put out 3,000 flags, American flags, at the Civic Center, and everybody helps out putting those out, and we invite everybody else to come out and do that too. A lot of fun.
So, Danny Barr, just to piggyback off of you, so yeah, the healing fields go up. It starts at basically 0800 on Friday morning, so that's 8 a.m. On the 7th, and it goes until next Friday. 3,000 flags, and then volunteers, members of the police department, fire department, will all be there putting up the 3,000 flags in commemoration of 9/11. And then also next Tuesday, Norm mentioned this earlier, but Tuesday, the town will have its annual 9/11 ceremony, and that will be in the afternoon, kind of evening. And then also kind of in the same realm, the Patriot Run is September 9th, and that's going to be at the Civic Center. And that is a 10K, 5K, and 1 mile run. And then definitely make sure everyone has this, but it's raceentry.com is the website to register for that. So that's raceentry.com, and that's for the Patriot Run. But you know, it's, you know, appreciate you, mm-hmm. you know, in your organization volunteering for that, because
Many hands makes all the work a lot easier. A lot easier.
So. And they're still looking for volunteers, from what I understand, to they man the booth in front of the field. So if anyone's interested, definitely, go online and see what you can do to help out with that. Anything else you want to add with regard to, pickleball? I have always been intrigued exactly what is pickleball.
Well, pickleball is two paddles a little larger than a ping pong paddle and a wiffle ball. Played on a court with the net 36 inches high, and the court is 20 by 44, the same size as a badminton court. And from there, it's two against two. Only the serving side can score, and it's first one to 11, win by two. So,
and I've just heard this is taking off like crazy.
Yes.
And I mean, everywhere you go, it seems people are talking about pickleball, and it's not just for, you know, dare I say, older people, or, mm-hmm. I mean, I see younger people and older people playing alike.
We have reports from people in Canada and America learning pickleball in elementary school, as ASU teaches it now. It's on in your college. It's at Yavapai. It's at our high school here. They have a block for that. And some of those people, after they play, there's nowhere to play when they get out of school. So this is going to hopefully open up that door to them and be able to play in the afternoons and weekends.
What do you think the timeline is in terms of getting the groundbreaking for the courts?
I'd like to see the groundbreaking come in the spring.
Spring? That'd be
so
great.
Who knows? How much is $160,000 really? It's almost real money.
Well, Danny Boy, if anyone wants to get a hold of you, how do they do so?
They can go to pvpa.com and PrescottValleyPickleball.com, excuse me. Or they can call Danny Boy at 602-909-4053.
Well, with that, gentlemen, thank you for being on the show today and
my pleasure.
Telling
thank
us
you.
About business and the Pickleball Association. Mm-hmm. With that, we'll close the show. But you've been listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, here on KQ&A at 1130 a.m. and 95.5 and 99.9 FM and on the web at kqna.com. We'll see you next week. Thank you for listening.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m., 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.